Workbook. Unit 4. Review. Listening. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Here is an example. You will hear 2 students talking about a project. What tip do they suggest?
We need 1 more tip about what to do to prepare for an earthquake.
How about keep batteries and flashlights in your house?
Yeah, that's a good idea. They will need a flashlight if the lights stop working.
Thanks.
The answer is keep batteries and flashlights in your house. So there is a tick in box B. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. Number 1. You will hear a firefighter speaking to some students. What is the first thing people should do?
I'm going to talk to you about house fires. In a house fire, you should always call the emergency services. We will come as soon as we can. Before that, you should go outside of your house. Always do this first. Do not go back into your house until the emergency services say it's okay.
Now, listen again.
I'm going to talk to you about house fires. In a house fire, you should always call the emergency services. We will come as soon as we can. Before that, you should go outside of your house. Always do this first. Do not go back into your house until the emergency services say it's okay.
Number 2. You will hear a teacher talking with a class. What tip does the girl suggest?
Next, we are going to talk about floods. What should people do during a flood?
They should stay inside their houses.
Good idea.
They should board up their windows.
Yes, they should. Anyone else?
They shouldn't go into the water.
That's very important. The water is very dangerous.
Now, listen again.
Next, we are going to talk about floods. What should people do during a flood?
They should stay inside their houses.
Good idea.
They should board up their windows.
Yes, they should. Anyone else?
They shouldn't go into the water.
That's very important. The water is very dangerous.
Number 3. You will hear a mother and a son preparing for a typhoon. What do they still need to buy?
Okay, Paul. There's a typhoon coming. Don't worry. We'll be safe.
Okay, Mom.
I need you to help me find some things.
Okay.
Where's the radio?
It's here, Mom.
Great, it still works. How about batteries?
Here's some.
Okay. And do we have any wood left?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's go and buy some now. We need to board up the windows.
Now, listen again.
Okay, Paul. There's a typhoon coming. Don't worry, we'll be safe.
Okay, Mom.
I need you to help me find some things.
Okay.
Where's the radio?
It's here, Mom.
Great, it still works. How about batteries?
Here's some.
Okay. And do we have any wood left?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's go and buy some now. We need to board up the windows.
Number 4. You will hear 2 students making a poster. What tip do they add?
We have space for 1 more tip.
What should we add?
We have make an escape plan already.
What about go to higher ground?
We have that here already.
Oh, I see it. Keep a phone near you at all times?
That's a good idea. I'll add it to the poster.
Now, listen again.
We have space for 1 more tip.
What should we add?
We have make an escape plan already.
What about go to higher ground?
We have that here already.
Oh, I see it. Keep a phone near you at all times?
That's a good idea. I'll add it to the poster.
Number 5. You will hear a teacher talking to students. What disaster is he mainly talking about?
In your house, another thing you should do is get under a table. Objects in your house may fall and the table will keep you safe. You should also stay away from windows. The glass can be dangerous too. Preparing for an earthquake is similar to a typhoon or a flood. You should keep extra supplies in a safe place and listen to the radio or TV to learn more information.
Okay, teacher.
Now, listen again.
In your house, another thing you should do is get under a table. Objects in your house may fall and the table will keep you safe. You should also stay away from windows. The glass can be dangerous too. Preparing for an earthquake is similar to a typhoon or a flood. You should keep extra supplies in a safe place and listen to the radio or TV to learn more information.
Okay, teacher.